This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Let's take a look at everything developing in Oxnard, California, as training camp is underway here on your home of the Cowboys. And our coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts, by Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Brian Broaddus is going to be joining us here in the next 15 minutes or so as practice is starting to wrap up. We'll have player interviews, injury reports, and, of course, Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning is coming up at 3:40 here on 105.3 The Fan. Play of the day so far is that Pickens catch and run. I love watching Pickens run away from people because he can be going full speed and still fighting like multiple players. He's just so quick and aware. But in this play, after about a 40 or 50-yard gain, Deron Bland comes from the opposite side, catches him blind, and peanut punches him, ball on the ground. So you get the best offensive play followed by the best defensive play all in about the same 5 seconds or so. I love that. I love the motions that we're seeing Woolchuck, including one where CeeDee Lamb is motioning onto the same side of George Pickens. And yeah. I just think you can ask questions of the defense that no Cowboys quarterback or offensive coordinator has been able to here with this alignment.
One thing is for sure, the Cowboys are still struggling to run a screen as Dak just threw a pick six to Marshawn Nealand.
There you
who
go.
Who read this like an absolute book. They tried to get this thing flowing to the left side of the field. Dak's drifting to his right. I don't think he even sees Marshawn Nealand, and he just drops back, picks this, and runs in for what would have been a pick six. But, man, the motion, the play action game, the screen game, clearly we're going to work on that a little bit. But you mentioned the way that they're using Pickens a little bit, a lot of like layering the field here.
Working
every single layer underneath, intermediate. And I'll tell you, when Joe Milton gets his reps, that dude is looking for the home run ball every play. I don't think I've seen him throw anything less than 30 yards down the field. He's got an absolute cannon.
I really like watching Joe Milton play. You know, I like a lot of things about what we're seeing so far in Oxnard. I like what we're hearing as well. Coach Schottenheimer got to do his own presser today, and it was greatness as always. Said he had a good conversation with Micah Parsons. He is participating in today's first practice of training camp. Are you getting an idea from the video to what extent, or any reports to what extent Micah's participating so far?
I think he has. I don't see him out here for the team period. So it looks like Sam Williams, though, is actually getting a lot of run early on, which I think is kind of surprising from what we had heard. So Sam Williams is definitely out here getting some work. Micah, I don't see right now working in the 11-on-11 team period.
Brian Schottenheimer, amongst his quotes, this is going to be a physical ass camp. Do you like that? I think you have to kind of accept the challenge. If we're going to have pads on and if we're going to be doing plays, let it be physical. You know, because if you're going to want to be a physical team in the regular season, I think you build those habits in practice.
100%. That's the identity they want to have. You've seen it, especially offensively, with the way they've built the interior of that offensive line, like with BB and Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker. That's what this whole thing is about. And that's one of the complaints we've had about the Cowboys for a long time. It's just not really being a consistently physical team on both sides of the ball. I know Andy Reid is a guy in Kansas City. Their training camps are always extremely physical. They get talked about all the time about how they go hard
and long. And
yeah, yeah. You
hard and long.
You want that
down to get the friction on.
That's what you want.
They get the Blue Chew team of the year every training camp.
He also talked about not only physical but competitive. So you're getting some of that Jason Garrett competitiveness back. Maybe some one on ones that are just great for social media highlights. But he said, I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't a competitive deal. No one should be given a spot. We need to push Dak. We need to push Tyler Booker. We have a bleep ton of football to be played. That's your guy, Brian Schottenheimer. Now, he also said Mozzie Smith is still a one technique, but he'll get some three technique opportunities. He's lighter and looks great. I think this is just the final sign that Mozzie is a total bust, and they're hoping getting him light again will help him. But we tried this with Dan Quinn. It didn't make him quick off the ball. It's a reaction thing more than it's a weight thing. Right? Yeah. And he's a little too slow to play in the NFL compared to dominating college.
I think, unfortunately, and I hope that I am dead balls wrong, I think they've totally screwed Mozzie Smith's career. With what they wanted him to do coming in as a rookie, he ends up losing weight because they're upset that he's not quick enough off the ball. What made Mozzie so good at Michigan was his size and his strength. And I guess Flus wants all the defensive tackles to get upfield. Man, you know, I think that there is some value in having some guys that can just stand there at the point of attack and are difficult to move off the football. Yeah. You talk about allowing linebackers to run clean. That's when you have your bigger body defensive tackles that can be space eaters, that can take on double team blocks, and then you can allow your linebacker to fill the hole and make a play instead of getting offensive linemen to the second level. And that's where linebackers like Kenneth Murray will struggle. When they have to fight off blocks, they're going to not be as effective players. And that could have been Mozzie's game. To ask him to do this, which I don't think was ever in his arsenal, I don't think it's good, and I don't think it's fair to the player, but no. I hope I'm wrong, but that made me really concerned to hear that today.
I mean, as soon as you knew you didn't want him to be a two-gap defensive tackle, you should have traded him, you know? And if you felt like he can't be a two-gap defensive tackle in the NFL, then why make him lose all of this weight, especially the second go-around when you have guys who can tell you, look, Dan Quinn tried that and it doesn't work. So, but I guess my question would be, why can't you have different kinds of defensive tackles on the same team? Right? Why does everybody have to be get up the field guy?
I know. I'm wondering the exact same thing.
Very bizarre.
There's no way you're going to make Jay Toya be that guy, right?
I hope to God they don't. Toya's got a little bit of ability to push the pocket from what I got to see at UCLA. That's why I liked him so much. You know, I do think he has a good blend with his size. He's got some wiggle. But again, that's not what I want him for. I don't think that's the strength for him, so I hope they don't do that to him.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. It just doesn't really make a ton of sense to me. You have everybody getting upfield, and I guess that can lend itself to having more TFLs over the course of the season, but it's going to leave you extremely vulnerable to chunk runs.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I think the best thing that happened on Cowboys Twitter maybe in the last 24 hours is First Take ran some of that butt crack content we were talking about yesterday.
Bro, all time.
I guess it's Ferg season.
Yeah.
He's an aggregator.
Yeah.
And he posted a play, and there's First Take this morning talking about the first touchdown, the Cowboys training camp.
Dak to Pickens.
Dak to Pickens. It was Dak to Cook like 2 years ago in training camp.
And
they're running that on First Take, and then they get called out for it. And I believe Molly had to circle back later on in their program to say, like, hey, we're sorry. Because we were cranking out ball sack information.
We were wrong on that video.
That was Brandon Cooks, not George Pickens.
What idiots.
I mean, you're actively trying to make programming as cheap as possible. And we've seen so many stories of people being let go to make room for this guy's salary or that guy's salary. And I think this is the consequence of it. Your quality support staff that's putting together the segments, there's no way a Molly Quirum could possibly know that. Or any of their analysts could possibly know that happened. Happened 2 years ago. Like, you got to be boots on the ground following this news cycle to be like, what? How are they getting practice film out here? This is obviously a ball sack type of situation. So you kind of get what you pay for there. And, you know, I think the Stephen Colbert story is another example of this. Like, all of these major programming corporations are figuring out, how do we make this cheaper? Right. And if it's not firing the star guy, it's firing the support staff or both. And then you put products on the air. And as you're trying to hold your spot in the global media landscape of internet, print, radio, TV, if your TV sucks and you're getting ball sacked by the internet, there's a very clear answer, you know, that the, that you're delivering for the consumer right there. So I'd imagine it's not a very fun day to be an ESPN producer up there.
No,
making your $38,000 a year and, you know, first year out of college type of situation. Sorry, might have shorted him 10 or 15 grand.
Maybe.
He's probably fired.
How about one prop bet for every NFL team? Pro Football Focus put this up.
Let's do this.
Brian Broad is going to join you with practice field observations here coming up at 3:40. George Pickens over under receiving touchdowns 5.5. They say go over. Across 3 seasons in Pittsburgh, Pickens managed to haul in a touchdown from 4 different quarterbacks. 6 scores in a single season would be a career high for the 24-year-old who logged 5 in 2023. Spotty play at quarterback. With Dak under center, the sky's the limit for Pickens. In his last full season in 23, Dak supported 3 targets with 8 or more touchdown reception. So he's definitely stepping in the right place. I would say red zone last year, I think Pickens only caught 6 of the 48 balls thrown at him. Maybe that was for his career red zone, but there's like a bad red zone stat when it comes to George Pickens.
Yes, and I do think that a lot of that has to do with, one, the quarterbacks he was playing with, and two, nobody in that offense being a threat to a defense. Once you get down, if you're playing Pittsburgh over the last 4 years and they're in the red zone, you're just looking at George Pickens. Hey, we got to take him away. And even if he is somewhat open, you have to depend on a guy like Mason Rudolph or whatever to get the ball to him. So I do think that that is one of those things that will be myth busted this year about George Pickens just for some reason not being a good red zone target, because it's been talked about because the stats sort of reflect that. But I think when you peel it back a little bit, it's understood why that's been the case. And now you have him with CeeDee Lamb. Okay, now pick your poison. And then, of course, having a quarterback like Dak, something he's never had before.
I mean, George Pickens is just so good and competitive and big and fast. It's just, it's hard to imagine him having less than about 9 or 10 in my mind.
Yeah,
unless Dak gets hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tolbert had 7 last year, and that was even with Dak being hurt. So I think the over is definitely going to hit. Yeah, one red zone touchdown in George Pickens' entire career. That is crazy.
Okay. Yeah, the Landry hat has a nice piece of journalism here on Micah Parsons. He's watching the NFL Top 100 on the NFL Network, and Micah was asked to speak about Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu. And he said, that Dan Quinn system, I miss them days being off the ball, and you get them one-on-ones back, said Parsons. Louvu, traditional off-ball linebacker, excels at rushing the passer, might be the best pass rushing linebacker in football. Because of that, Quinn can get more creative with Louvu relative to Parsons, and who's transitioned to a full-time edge the last 3 seasons. Louvu reaped the benefits of Quinn's system en route to being named a second team all pro in his first year with the Commanders. It's clear Parsons wants to move around more than he was under Mike Zimmer, playing just 38 snaps in the box compared to 588 outside the opposing offensive tackle. He played 108 snaps in the box under Quinn in 2023, while Parsons missed 4 games with a high ankle sprain last year. His role under Zimmer was crystal clear, and it's worth noting Parsons played more snaps lined up as a DT under Zimmer than Quinn in 2023, but the above clips show how he enjoys playing off of the ball. I think it's something that would be amazing if they're freed up to do it, because Ezeraku, Sam Williams, Dante Fowler are rushing so well off the edge. Like, you know, I'm Clay Matthews-ing this thing. Where are we weakest? Where are we strongest? Wherever we're strongest, we're going to let those dogs hunt. We're going to shift Micah Parsons, Clay Matthews to where we're weakest and try to shore that up. Now, I don't know if Micah Parsons can be a great linebacker like he was projected to be coming out of college, but I know for sure he is better than Sanborn, Murray, and Leofau put together.
I mean, he's super talented. I loved what Zim did last year. I thought that was the best use of all of his talents, moving him around all over the place. And I thought that him playing some defensive tackle and absolutely just wrecking the game over the center and the guard and just blowing up the A and the B gap, I mean, that's the quickest way to the quarterback. I thought that was a lot of fun to watch. But hey, there was a game his rookie year where they did have to play him more at running back. I think it was a Sunday nighter against Minnesota. And he was picking up Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. I mean, he played fantastic. I think he was double-digit in tackles that game. So he's certainly capable of doing it. But when you have a player that is just that so special and so gifted when it comes to rushing the passer, you want him to do that as much as possible. You want him to just wreak havoc and disrupt the quarterback in a pass-happy league.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to create success. And in the fourth quarter, when you're protecting a lead, I absolutely want him on the edge. I guess I just hope they have so many good options at edge that they have options.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and that would be great. I do think that everybody's better at rushing the passer when Mike is also rushing the passer. But yeah, if you're living in a world where you got guys that even without Micah are able to get to the quarterback at an extremely incredible rate, then you can sprinkle that in. But if I'm a play caller offensively, I fear Micah coming after my quarterback much more than I fear him in any other aspect, you know? So there's a fine line there, but in a world now too, we say pass happy league, but last year it started to swing a little bit the other way, heavier personnel running the ball. There's definitely a time and place for it.
Okay, up next here on the C-Note, got about another minute or so, then we'll get to the Rangers player show here in the G-Bag Nation. Then Broadus is going to be joining us live from Oxnard, California, and we'll have all the goods there. The Cowboys have not made a contract offer to Micah yet. Was Adam Schefter's today on Get Up about the Cowboys. And to me, this is how I know that the Cowboys are kind of full of it. They're talking about what the player wants. Jerry did that yesterday, saying they want a percentage of the future salary cap, and we just don't do contracts like that in the NFL. But, you know, and they're talking about, you know, in negotiations, they say a number, you say a number, and, you know, all that really matters is the number, and everything else in between that is sort of styles and preferences. And I feel like this is going to be done within a few hours. So if you know what Micah wants, and you, for a fact, have not made a counter offer, you are dragging this out. And all you have to do is make that counter offer back. But I don't think the Cowboys want this deal to be done yet.
Maybe they don't. I wonder what it is they asked for. I guess if they wanted a percentage of the cap, and Micah did talk about that when he was at his camp last week. I mean, that was kind of the quotes that we were reading. So,
is their stance, we're not even taking that seriously?
Probably.
That offer is not even worth the counter. Yeah.
They're probably like, we're not doing the cap percentage stuff.
Make an equally ridiculous offer back. You know, say $35 million. They're saying 45 probably. You say 35. We're going to 41, right? Pen on paper. It probably will take 10 minutes to get done once they ultimately decide it needs to. So I'm not spending much more time worried about it. And until there's a development like a holdout's possible or a trade is possible, I just don't think it's that interesting. We have the Rangers player show and Rowdy Tellez, Mr. Three-Run Bomb on Saturday as you beat the Tigers. He's going to join us next right here to the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We just got good news at the break. Rowdy Tellez is going to join us. Or Tellez? Tellez?
Or Tellez.
We'll find out how he would prefer us to say his last name. But we got Brian Broaddus right here. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Let's go to Oxnard for the first time in 2025. Broaddus joins us on the tennis courts with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General.
Buddy.
Appreciate that. Good to be with you guys. America's guest is back.
Let's go. So, best guest, baby.
Best guest is back. We had a ball practice out here. By the way, thanks to Reliant as well for being a part of this. They've been a part of this really all year. So it means even more when we're out here in Oxnard. But how was the ball practice today, boys? It was helmets and jerseys and things like that. But you can kind of get an idea about movement and where guys maybe are lining up a little bit. So a lot of fun just getting that done today.
So, I mean, initial impressions,
they're
running plays.
Yeah.
What jumped out to you?
I'll tell you what jumped out to me. There was the pre-snap motion stuff, a little bit more condensed formations, quarterback under center more. It looks like to me they're interested in running like a gap scheme with the way that they're running the ball. Whether it's Williams, Sanders, even Deuce Vaughn, those guys got some opportunity when they'll push hard front side, play side, and these backs are making some cuts off that. So, nice job of getting off the football today and getting into some guys. Again, they're not trying to punish guys or put them in the ground or anything like that, but getting the right steps, getting guys secured, and then allowing backs to make some cuts. But your quarterback was playing under center a lot more than we've seen like in the past.
I mean, I suggest more play action.
Yeah, there was a couple of times they threw some play action passes off that. They're still, Gavin, maintaining that the waggle and the boot. You know, when I talk about that, that's that where you send it hard play action one way and then peel the quarterback back the other. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they're working the tight ends. Span forward had a nice catch, looked a lot more comfortable catching the football. I know that was something that, it's one practice, but with him, it was always about hand placement. Where's his hands going to be in relation? Is he going to be ready to catch the ball? And so today there were a couple of opportunities in the individual drills. I made it a point to try and watch him to see where he was at with that, the release, the hands, and then up the field. And he had a couple of nice plays that way. Schoonmaker had a couple. They also found a way to get the ball up the seam one time as well. So there was, and that was from Joe Milton. Joe Milton threw a dime on a seam route to the tight end. So that's kind of where the offense, it wasn't anything of massively. They were coming off the goal line. So basically they're backed up and then they're trying to run that thing off that goal line, and then they got to about the 20-30 yard line, and then they started running some plays that way. So it was really a good mix of a little bit more run than there were pass with some of the plays that we saw today.
Very interesting. Brian Broaddus joining us from the tennis courts here, Krusty's Corner. We've been watching a lot of the plays at the break and even during the show, so we have a lot of questions to ask you. But please, if you have notes or things you want to make sure you put out, we'd love to hear those as well. I guess Shoddy said it's going to be a physical-ass camp.
Yeah.
Was that the tone today?
Well, they're in helmets and the T-shirts. We're going to get, when you guys show up on Sunday, we'll have another T-shirts and shorts practice. But then when you guys get here, Sunday practices pads, Monday practices a pads practice too. I think that's where he's going to get in the physicality part of it, though. Today was a lot of guys just kind of running around. I really was kind of impressed Donovan Ezeraku a couple of different times. They had him standing up and then hand down, and we call that that wide nine, where that, you know, you have the numbering system, that nine technique's the widest guy on the line. And he was coming off the ball with some pace, and it gave the blockers a little bit of some problems there, and he was able to get in the backfield. Some good stuff from Murray, the linebacker. He was able to hang in there a couple of different times, ball at him, get off block, and then make the play. I was really impressed with Marquise Bell today at safety. Marquise Bell, a couple different times, had to carry routes, had to carry a tight end, and then had to carry receiver. They tried to fool him with the movement we were talking about with the boots and the waggle stuff. He didn't bite on it. He stayed with Schoonmaker, was in perfect position. Ball had to go on the ground, or he would have knocked it down right there. So some guys with just the moving around and being where they needed to be part of practice was good for a couple guys.
What'd you think about, and obviously it's tough without pads to really evaluate the runners. We talked about that on Love of the Star, but just the order of operations.
Yeah, they definitely, they're going with Williams, and then they're going with Sanders, and then the young guys are kind of filling in. I think Deuce Vaughn got a little bit more work today than than the rookie guys. But you could tell by the way that these guys are, the veteran guys are comfortable. It looks like Sanders, we talk about the juice. It looks like to me that he does have that little bit of that little bit more quick ability to say, press front side, play side, and then if they cut that back side off and there's a gap, he's a little bit quicker of getting there towards than Williams. Williams was a little bit slower doing that. Deuce was really good of getting that. I'll tell you what I noticed today in the drills, because we're looking at if Blue could be a pass protector. How much could he really do? And again, it's just drills out here, but there were a couple of things they asked him to do. It's they have the guy, the defender come, and it's step, step, and then engage. And it was step, step, engage, and then adjust. And, I mean, he wasn't off balance or out of position. Hands were good. We'll see if this stuff can carry over. I have a big question. I'm thinking, like, damn, if this kid can pass block, he's the one that's got the ability to carry the ball and finish. But I think the backs today, even like I say, Deuce Vaughn had some opportunities where they're finishing and they're making runs where they're seeing the seams and then getting through and up and where they need to be.
How about the quarterbacks, Dak, Milton, how'd they look?
I'll tell you, the thing, Dak had a couple that got tipped. He had one that was intercepted. The linebackers did a really nice job. Maris Leofau was in position on a tip ball. I mentioned Murray got in the way on some plays as well. There was never anything, Chief, that was going down the field. It was there. I mean, there was one time they threw an inside route to Pickens. He caught it. Bland chases him. They're trying to finish it. Bland knocks the ball out of his hands, and they get a recovery on it. So, you know, Pickens was kind of showboating a little bit coming in, and Bland said, not on my watch. He came from the other side of the field and ran it down and knocked the ball out. But, yeah, there was nothing where it was like going, okay, we're going to hoist this ball down the field, vertical and all that stuff. A lot of it was some of the underneath stuff, the tight end stuff. The receiver stuff was really kind of more inside. There was a quick pass to CD. They had Pickens on the outside, CD on the inside, just a quick little shake route inside, and then CD broke inside, boom, got the play. I will say this, though, on one of the routes, our guy Carson, he got beat on a route where he got shaken a little bit off the jump. He was not able to adjust. Cropper was able to get him. It was like they were going to try and like a double move, and Cropper, the ball ended up out of bounds. But Carson, he kind of guessed a little bit, thinking it was going to be a slant. He adjusted to it, and then the receiver went behind him. There was separation, but the ball was too far to the sidelines, or it would have been a damn good play. But that's kind of, you know, it really wasn't anything of just throwing that ball down the field a ton today.
It's Brian brought us live from Oxnard, California here as our training camp coverage is off and running on the Fan. Kneeling with the pick six, is he moving around good? Does that jog anything for you?
No, that's I tell you what, there were a couple of different times, whether it was Ezeraku or Kneeling, those guys, you know, that even Peyton Turner, who usually plays as that left end, we think of him kind of as a guy that's what he's going to be. he had some a pass rush where he was able to win on the outside playing as a right end. And I'm like going, whoa, I didn't expect to see that. But that but that big number 95 was able to win off the edge and then make something happen. Excuse me, number 98, not 95, 98 was able to win off the edge right there, but not on the left side. It was off the right side. But they're moving these guys around a little bit. They're standing some of them up. They're using them as linebackers. They're putting their hands on the ground. But you could clearly see the guys like Fowler was another one. Fowler is really good at, you know, the adjusting to the snap count. So all of a sudden he's kind of, and it's a couple plays in, and the next thing you know, he's thinking, this thing's going on one, and he goes flying to the inside, unblocked, before they could cut him off from the tight end. So the defensive guy showed some a little bit today as far as the question you asked about the movement around stuff.
Micah's kind of out there encouraging guys. Is that what he's doing?
It was funny. We were down in the end zone, and I you're so focused on what's going on. I couldn't find Micah and all the things like that. Okay. So to me, it wasn't like Micah wasn't like cheerleading or waving a towel like Bill Whittington or anything like that. You know, I mean, it was, they're in that situation where, you know, when they make a play, the whole group comes, you know, like after Nealon's interception, the whole defense ran to him and stuff like that.
What stood out on run plays with Booker, like we've been talking about? What's he capable of now that you watched him in person?
Oh, he's capable. There's no question. If they're going to play gap scheme football, and Zach can even address this because you watch this big, powerful guy. If they're going to play where they're going to mash on people that way and just push on bodies and get hip to hip, him and BB, and get, that's how you have that ability. I was talking about Sanders, like he takes that ball to the left behind Smith, and the next thing you know, they've got that thing gapped to the backside, and then Sanders just takes it and runs to the backside, and that's because they've got everything secure. So you've got the push, you got the tackle pushed, both tackles pushed to the left, pinned, and now you got a cut. That's what Booker's, he's so capable of doing that. He's such a big guy. But if they're going to continue to run this kind of scheme, and again, very early, but the first impressions are, hey, these guys are going to try and get hip to hip and push these guys along the line of scrimmage and let these backs make cuts.
So first shoddy practice in the books, and you've gotten to see, I mean, obviously McCarthy, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
What were the differences? I mean, did you notice like a big thing that you can point to?
The music is far too much. The music's far too much for me. You know, I mean, I couldn't imagine Marty Schottenheimer having this much music in his day. And and I don't know the song. So if they played this, I mean, I tell you the thing
Shut
is.
Up.
You absolutely, Lucius. You're absolutely right about
no
that.
No Ozzy Osbourne out there today.
No train. No that crazy train or any of that. But what I do notice is though that it's the first practice, so you're going to get guys running around. You're going to get the players hustling to the ball and trying to get there, trying to make a play. The movement part of it, that part of it was really, really cool. But the thing about this practice, there's always something going on when it comes to moving around. It's drill to drill. You know, there's no wasted moment. The breaks they take, then they get to the next thing and move on. I'm looking forward to seeing his padded practices because I do think there's going to be an element of some physicality to it because of how much they're at least trying to run the ball. I don't think this in one practice, I don't think this is lip service. I think this guy's going to try and run the football. You know, and work on, because there was like a lot of times today where Dak Prescott was playing underneath center and these quarterbacks as well.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner, usually 3:40 every afternoon here, and it'll be a must-listen throughout training camp and the Cowboys season every single afternoon. Rangers player show, Rowdy Tellez coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're standing by now for the Rangers player show here on 105.3 The Fan as Rowdy Tellez is going to join you, Mr. Three-Run Bombski from Saturday's win. He's going to join you here in just a second. But we have George Pickens about to be at the podium. We'll have highlights of what George had to say. And Micah Parsons addressed reporters just a couple of minutes ago in Oxnard, California. After Shoddy said at the presser, he's going to participate. Micah went out there and was like holding tackling dummies and kind of standing around just watching. I think he's trying to do as much as he possibly can without putting himself in a compromising situation, which is probably the smart thing to do right now. But what did he say? What did Micah Parsons say? We'll check.
Yeah, he's upset. He's certainly frustrated that they haven't had any movement. Micah said his agent, David Mulligetta, has reached out to the Cowboys front office and specifically Adam Pacifica. But things aren't moving on extension talks. That's per Joseph Hoyt. I know Sam Gannon also had a tweet that was out there from what Micah was saying. And he said, look, if they don't want me, they don't want me. I'll go about my business. He understands the business. So he's basically kind of just sending serve back into the Cowboys court and saying it's on them to make something happen. And my side has reached out and there's nothing else I can really do until they want to move forward.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating for a player who probably wants to practice. I wonder what the edge is. The Jones family is only going to go into their negotiation strategy so much. But is this part of the strategy to try to get Micah to give the fifth year and take less of a guarantee? Is this just them? Is this their negotiating strategy of you're going to be confused? You are going to be agitated. You are going to think maybe they want me to go somewhere else. And we're testing how much you want to be a Cowboy. And if you want to be a Cowboy, just go ahead and have your guy leave a message for Adam Pacifica that you're not asking for what you're asking for anymore. I don't know. And it's like through absence, maybe you are driving the player closer to accepting your terms. Maybe this is the new Cowboys after getting devastated and having their ass handed to them in the Dak Prescott deal, which is still $5 million more than any quarterback, even though the cap's gone up 10%. Nobody's still getting close to Dak. And I guess I like that. I want them negotiating tough. I want them saying if you are so obsessed with getting maximum dollar instead of doing a deal that's going to make you generationally wealthy and also fits in our plans, maybe you're not the best fit for us. I think this team has fallen into a trap of feeling like we draft so well, we got to pay these guys. And it's lazy because instead of saying, let's give this guy that we drafted $40 million, maybe that $40 million can be spent elsewhere on the free agent or trade market in a way that adds up to winning better. with guys that desperately want to be on the Cowboys, and maybe they're paying for 20% less than market value instead of absolutely, you know, setting the top.
Yeah.
Is it fair to the players to look at it like that? I don't think so, right? Like, they should get what they're owed. But if you're a Cowboys fan, you want to see them wedge as many good players as possible under the cap. And sure, if you have Dak and Micah insisting that they're the top paid at their position, the difficulty goes up significantly on that.
Yeah, it's the known versus the unknown there. You know, they want to draft and develop. They know what they have in these guys. But you'd also had hope that, like, hey, if you knew what you had in a guy like Trayvon Diggs and you decided to give him that money, then why now 2 years after you clearly is fed up with him as you are? And he's clearly seemed to be as checked out as he is. Now, Micah did also add that he is dealing with some back tightness, but he has no plans on holding in. He is ready to participate fully when my body lets me, was the quote, courtesy of Patrick Walker of DallasCowboys.com. He said he has no plans of holding out. Nothing can keep me from football. And if you don't think it can, you've never been around me.
Wow. So that was just pure medical. Pure medical today was the reason for his absence. Okay, joining us now, the big man bringing some power to the Texas Rangers lineup. He was crushing in Round Rock. They brought him up. He promptly hit a three-run shot in Saturday's win over Detroit. All 6'4", 270 of Rowdy Tellez joining in now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Texas. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
I guess so. I mean, I'm built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but yeah. I guess it works.
Now, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now? Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
No, I live here, so I'm...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not, I mean, I'm not, but I've lived here for a while, so I've dabbled in my fair share of them.
Right on. See, I thought I noticed some Texan in your voice. I should have.
I don't think it sounds any different.
Right on. It's Rowdy Tellez here with you on 105.3 The Fan. I mean, what are you seeing up there? How dialed in are you right now, Rowdy?
You know, coming off of not playing a ton, and then signing over here and going down and playing in AAA for a week. Just trying to put the barrel on the ball, put together good at bats. You know, so just want to impact the team in a positive way and, you know, win games. So for me, it's just about driving in runs and do what I can. So as long as we're winning, I'm going to be a happy man.
So how's the clubhouse dynamic for you coming up here? Obviously, it was awesome watching you play. You're back in the lineup tonight. But how's it been being around the guys and adjusting to this club versus some of your others?
It's good. You know, it's an older clubhouse, I think. So, you know, kind of fitting in and trying to find where I am. You know, played with Marcus before, and then being a first baseman, you get to talk to all these guys and, you know, then facing DeGrom, facing Evo, facing those guys for years. You know, you just kind of fit in, and then, you know, I like to smile and laugh and make jokes. So trying to get to everybody, but, it's been good, you know, so, I enjoy it here.
It's always fun just wondering what are the conversations going on at first base between you and, say, a base runner. Can you take us through, like, are there any – is it ever awkward? Does somebody just – you get over there and you're trying to crack a joke and they just want no part of it?
No, not for the most part. Most guys know that I kind of like to joke around and mess around, but some guys are a little more locked in, a little more focused, or, you know, maybe just – aren't talkers in general, so I try to get it out of them.
The Rowdy name is pretty amazing. I mean, how do you feel like that has influenced your personality or your playing style at all?
No, it's I've had it my whole life, so it's just one of those that I think growing up I was actually kind of the opposite. I was pretty quiet and calm, and I think as I've gotten older, it opened up and I guess you could say embraced it a little more of what the word actually means.
I love it. I love it. I also love, I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it. The Girthquake?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, so that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California, and girthy as hell.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
All right. We flip it. What's a game day look like for you? I mean, you're in the lineup tonight, so obviously we're throwing you off of your routine right now. I'm sure you love that. But what does a game day look like for Rowdy?
You know, just it's actually nice waking up in my own bed and sleeping in my own bed, and being able to come to the yard, but get here, kind of relax, eat my lunch, go in and start my stretching, start getting ready, relax a little bit and kind of slow play that kind of stuff. And then, start my movement prep and, you know, waking up the back legs, getting some footwork stuff in, and then going out and hitting in the cage and getting ready, and then going out for ground balls and batting practice, and then come back in, relax, and get ready for the game.
How impressed were you with Clay Thompson yesterday?
That was pretty cool. You know, growing up a Warriors fan, actually, it was pretty cool to see him and get to talk to him. He actually signed a couple of jerseys for me after my debut. So that was pretty cool. That's too, awesome. And to talk to him about that.
What would be a Rowdy Tellez concession item if you got to design it?
Trying to think. Probably something like so I like going to Hutchins Barbecue and getting a Texas Twinkie.
Yeah.
Those are good. Anything probably with brisket. I love brisket. So like a good brisket sandwich, maybe some like onion strings on it, and like a sweet barbecue sauce.
You know what's amazing at Hutchins too? I don't know if you've had this, because maybe you wouldn't think of it when it comes to barbecue, but their half chicken is outstanding. Have you had that?
No, I stick to the dark meat.
Okay. I'm right there with you, my man.
I'm not eating the healthy stuff, let's be honest.
Damn right. It's my spirit animal right here.
Okay, speaking of big guys, Cal Raleigh's just a sensation. You've been on the Mariners.
Sure.
What do you make of this dude?
He can bang, man. He's a really hard worker, good teammate. But he can hit, and obviously he's a platinum glover, so he's one of the best behind the plate. But yeah, he's on the other team now, so we're gonna come after him, and we're gonna do what we can to neutralize it and just get him out. So
I love that.
We're chasing them.
Now, speaking of being on the Rangers, who's the tougher at bat that you're happy you don't have to face anymore? Is that DeGrom or Eovaldi or other from this Rangers pitching staff?
Well, I got homers off both of them.
Nice.
But honestly, they're both different in a way that makes them difficult in their own right. I mean, DeGrom's obviously one of the best pitchers of the generation and has electric stuff, and then Evo's extremely intelligent, smart, and you know, he's one of those guys that just always keeps you on your toes. So I think it just depends. Sometimes it depends who's behind the plate too, who's catching. But they're both extremely difficult to face. That's why they're, you know, Evo should have been an all-star, and DeGrom is obviously a two-time Cy Young winner and was an all-star. So they're obviously the best pitchers in the game for a reason.
Is that your favorite hit of your career, taking DeGrom deep?
No.
Which is it?
Not even like top 10.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Trying to think. I mean, first career hit's always cool. But my grandma was kind of like someone that was huge in my life. And in 2019, I got to play on the West Coast for the first time. We played in Oakland, and she got to come. And I ended up hitting a home run. And so that was cool for her to get to see, the only game she was ever able to make. And then,
wow.
So that was pretty special for me. Someone that kind of was there from the whole thing. And she got to see that.
I love it, dude. I was reading that you officiated the wedding of your former Blue Jays teammate, Danny Jansen, a few years ago. What was that like?
Oh yeah. He asked me, and he was like, "Hey, were you going to be nervous?" And I said, "The guy that talks the most in the clubhouse was probably never nervous." So, I had a blast. I mean, got a little teary-eyed, did some homework, talked to both families and stuff, and had some good stories in there. But, I mean, when you live together with a guy all the way up until you're traded, it was 8 years together.
Wow.
So, you know, you build a long, long relationship, and one that's really tight-knit. So it was super easy, and I really enjoyed it, and I was honored he asked me.
That's special.
If your job was not hitting absolute bombs, about one a week or so, What do you think you'd be into? Would you be a minister or something like that?
Probably not that either. I thought you were going to go something like along the fat joke line, like how you asked me about food, but
oh my bad.
Maybe like a taste tester. But I think probably a hunting guide.
hunting.
I'd like to do that.
And, buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a fat joke. I just thought you're a tank.
No, I'm self-deprecating, too, so don't worry. I beat you to it.
It's all good, broski.
Well, you're the man, dude. It's been great catching up with you, learning more about your story. Best of luck, and let's do it again next year in Surprise, Arizona for spring training.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Salute. There he goes. Rowdy Tellez here with you on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Pregame coming up at 6:30. First pitch at 7 o'clock. I mean, that guy's very interesting, you know? It's a good little conversation to be had there with Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah, that was
rough start.
That was something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's my bad.
Well, I doubled down on it, you know? The Girthquake stuff probably, it's like he liked it for a second.
Yeah.
And then he realized, you know what? I don't think I like that.
Don't want to go Girthquake with it.
In real time. Yeah. And I thought that was kind of like a respectful, that's a badass nickname.
Yeah, not everybody, you know, carries that big man tag like Woolchuck does.
Loud and
so
proud.
So proud and crotch first with it.
Yeah, it's, I've been there.
Okay. It's sorry, Woolchuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll relive some of that later.
Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. I guess congrats to those that came into that interview about 4 minutes in.
Yeah, if you missed the beginning, then kudos to you. But we will definitely
good timing.
We might need to send Rowdy a care package.
We'll have a blooper run. Yeah, I feel like there's an apology owed at some level.
Handwritten.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good Lord.
Yeah, sorry about that. We got a hodgepodge next.
We do. What are we going with it?
I'm
going
to try and recover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.